This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a certain rhythm and pleasing predictability to business and economic journalism. The first Friday of every month, for instance, right at 8:30 Washington time, so regularly you can set your watch to it, the monthly unemployment report comes out. But there is another more frequent jobs-related number to keep an eye on, too.
Weekly unemployment insurance claims.
That's Martha Gimbel from Schmidt Futures with the topic of today's installment of our series, Kai Explains.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
Every Thursday at 8:30, every Thursday every week, the Department of Labor tells us how many people in the prior week applied for unemployment insurance.
So they're often a proxy for people losing their jobs.
People lose their jobs, often not of their own choice. They are usually eligible for that kind of insurance. Employers and workers pay into a giant pool of money so the people who wind up out of work can get some percentage of their regular wages to tide them over. The program is run by the states, so it is kind of different everywhere.
In most states, you can only get around 26 weeks of unemployment insurance, and that's if you're lucky.
One state is 30. Some states are 12 or 14. But the gist is, if you're looking for a job for, say, 4 months, no more weekly check. Martha Gimbel, again from Schmidt Futures, says all those differences in state eligibility make it tricky.
The process can be complicated and opaque. And there can be people who qualify for unemployment insurance who don't realize that they qualify.
That means not everybody who's eligible is applying, which is why the weekly unemployment insurance claims number isn't quite as accurate as the monthly jobless report that I started with. And there's something else as well.
These numbers fluctuate a lot, actually, and that's partly because they are weekly numbers.
And it's partly because of how people file for unemployment benefits. Some states make you do it completely online.
That does cause problems for people who don't have regular and reliable access to the internet.
Other states, you have to be there in person, so if the weather's lousy or there's a holiday in the week, maybe people aren't going to file. But
I know comparing initial unemployment claims over time have a number of issues.
Tara Sinclair's at George Washington University.
It's really a measure, I think, of worker confidence in the economy.
Because
people who think that it's going to take them long enough to look for another job, that they invest the time in filing the paperwork for unemployment benefits.
Which is a sign of not much confidence, if you think about it. First-time claims, that is the shorthand we use. They come out tomorrow. We will let you know where that number landed on the program tomorrow. And remember, Friday, Jobs Day. Let us know what you want us to explain next. You can do that at marketplace.org, or you can hit us up on Twitter. The show is at Marketplace. I'm just going to spell it because they make me K-A-I-R-Y-S-S-D-A-L.